Pope Benedict has been watching the political situation in Lebanon with concern. For more than 1 year now, the country has been locked in a political standoff between the so-called pro-Syrian opposition and the Western-leaning government of Prime Minister Fouad Siniora. Lebanon has also been rocked over the last 2 years by a series of bombings and assassinations of anti-Syrian politicians and opinion leaders, not to mention a devastating summertime war between Israel and Hezbollah militants. Well, lawmakers now have until November 24th to elect a new president to replace President Emil Lahoud, whose mandate ends on that date. Constitutionally, the president is always a Maronite Christian, while other political roles are awarded to Muslim Sunnis and Shia. But Christians and Muslims have been bitterly divided over who should be named the country's next president. Elections were postponed for a second time on Monday, and no consensus candidate appears in sight. Maronite Patriarch Nasrallah Sfer has played a key mediating role between rival Christian camps, but his efforts so far have failed to bear fruit. At the weekly Angelus prayer, the Pope said he shared the Patriarch's concern that all the Lebanese feel represented by the next president. He called on all parties to set aside personal interests and work for the common good of the nation. Well, earlier I spoke to Maronite Father Fadi Tabet, who runs the Voice of Charity Radio outside Beirut. I asked him if the Pope's words have had any impact in Lebanon.
You know that the religious leaders, they don't have power like the politician in Lebanon and anywhere. The patriarch, he has the power, but the spiritual power. And the same thing for the Pope. The Pope, he has the religious power, but he doesn't have the political power like all the other politicians. That's why I think the majority of the politicians in Lebanon right now, they are trying to push the Patriarch to nominate one Christian Maronite candidate to be the next president. But for sure, the Patriarch is not going to nominate one of the Christian, because as you say, all these people, they are children. They are children of the Holy Church, and when we say that the Pope is the head of this church, it means that the Pope is the father of all these children. That's why it's impossible for him to say this one is better than the other one. The Pope is trying to make a meeting for all the Christian politicians in Lebanon. And yesterday he sent three bishops to visit three Christian Maronite leaders, and he's trying to put them together and in one meeting. After he tried the first time to meet each one by himself, so now the second step is going to be to put them together. Hopefully it's going to be good, and he's going to arrive to a good solution to put all these Christian leaders together, to talk together and to decide together. For sure the Patriarch is going to be with them, but he's not going to decide instead of them.
It seems odd to those of us in Western democracies that religion should be such an issue in the elections.
The situation in Lebanon is a little bit different from all over the world. Lebanon, we have 17 confessions. They live together. And we can say that during the history of Lebanon, the Patriarch, he played a role very important to give Lebanon the independence. So we can say that from that time, the Patriarch, he has a political and spiritual power in the same time. As I told you, in Lebanon, we have 17 confessions. Because the Patriarch is the leader of the Christianity, at the same time, the Sunni, they have their own leader, the Shiite, they have their own leader. But the difference between the Patriarch and the Christian and all the Muslim, all the Muslim Shaykh, the Muslim, they are paid by the state. But the Patriarch and all the Christian religious, They are not paid by the state. And this is it's a big, big, big difference between Christianity and the leaders of the Christianity and the Muslims and their leader.
Yet not all the Sunnis and the Shia we've been seeing support the government, even though you say that they may be receiving financial aid from the government.
Yeah, because as you know now, the situation in Lebanon, we have the opposition guided by the Shiite and are guided by the General Aoun. They don't accept how the state treated them and at the same time how they treated the people. And this is the opposition. And the government today is the Sunnite and a minority of the Christians and the Druze. They are together. They created the ministers and their ministry. I think the problem is going to be very difficult in the future, especially yesterday they didn't do the election. And the 24th of this month is going to be the last delay. So I think they are not going to sit together and to talk together. All the Lebanese responsible, Muslim, Christian, Druze, Sunni, Shiite, Maronite, all together, they have to sit together and to decide which president they are going to choose. So if they are not going to do this kind of things, I think it's going to be a big, 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 big problem in Lebanon. And they insult each other all the time. Really, it's very bad, and it's very bad, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future.
What both sides fear is a future Lebanon with two governments, one elected by the current government and the other appointed by President Lahoud.
Yeah, two separate governments, two separate presidents, if they don't sit together and talk together.
The French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner is in Lebanon Tuesday to try to help get the rival factions come to an agreement. Do the Lebanese think that he will be bringing something new to the negotiating table?
You know, the negotiation is by himself. He cannot do the negotiation. Now the war in Lebanon, it's between the United States of America and Syria. The war is between these two governments, if you want. I think that Kouchner is trying to help the Lebanese to put them together to discuss the problems together. But I don't know if he will arrive to a solution. Especially after what we heard yesterday from the news, that the meeting which happened between President Bush and the French president, the American, they gave him the green light to go and to try to help the Lebanese to put them together. This is what we heard yesterday from the news. So hopefully we still have a few days. We're praying, and I hope that the Christian leaders, they are going to have a meeting with the Patriarch, and they are going to decide between themselves which one could be the president, the next president.
The leader of Hezbollah, Sheikh Nasrallah, this week accused Israel of preparing another attack on Lebanon. And he urged the Hezbollah militia to be prepared to defend the country from another war with Israel. Is Hezbollah's right to bear arms an issue in this election of a new president?
This is one of the big problems. For example, for the General Aoun, who is with the opposition, for him, the army of Hezbollah is to help the Lebanese army to defend the land of Lebanon. This is what he thinks. For him, that they are going to put away their army, but not now. Not now, because Lebanon needs them, because we're going to have the independence of a few lands occupied by the Israelis. This is what the General Aoun decided. And this is the opposition way of thinking. But on the other hand, you see that the government, they are against the army of Hezbollah, because for them this army could be used inside Lebanon in any way. And for them, Hezbollah, when they talk powerfully because they have army between their hands. That's why they are strong. So the government, for them, for sure, Hezbollah, they have to put their army away, and we don't accept their army anymore after the election of the president.
And as one professor of international relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut says, the failure of rival factions, and particularly of Christians, to agree on a president could further weaken the Christian minority in Lebanon. Professor Khalil Karam is the former Secretary General of the Maronite League.
It's a question of equilibrium, mainly because now in the region there is a serious problem between Shiite and Sunnis, so the role of the Christian president is more important than what is written in the paper. So he needs to be here to be the one who makes the equilibrium between all the factions and communities in Lebanon. That's why his presence is very important. Plus, concerning the Christian community, if we don't have a president, this will be a big loss for us, because we would have lost our only position in the executive, among the executive positions.
Dr. Khalil Karam is a professor of international relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut. And earlier we heard from Maronite Father Fadi Tabet, who runs the Voice of Charity Radio in Lebanon.